This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Interest rates are being held steady by the Fed Reserve as inflation continues to slow. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell telling reporters on Wednesday, however, the central bank needs to see more evidence inflation is easing before cutting back rates. He said inflation is still too high and the path forward is uncertain. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Wednesday with big tech CEOs to discuss online sexual exploitation of children. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina calls out the tech companies and demands an end to lack of oversight.
Every American who's been wronged has to have somebody to go to complain. There's no commission to go to that can punish you. There's not one law in the book because you oppose everything we do, and you can't be sued. That has to stop, folks.
The group behind the attack in Jordan that resulted in the death of three American troops is being identified by the White House.
The attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Council, mentioned that the administration is considering a tiered response involving multiple actions over time. The top Republican in the House is disputing a claim put forth regarding his resistance to a border deal. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is refuting allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging from the U.S. Senate might be motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people.
Johnson maintains the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate.
USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
After a Boeing 737 MAX's door blew off early into a flight early in January, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure the planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addresses the investigation in front of reporters.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority, that we make the safety, obviously, the safety of Americans as they fly across the country is safe.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX fleet was grounded pending investigations. New details are being released about a new theme park set to open next year. USA's Ryan Daniels has the details.
Universal Orlando Resort is revealing new details about its next theme park and hotel attractions. Universal Epic Universe is set to open next year. It will include 5 brand new lands. There will be Super Nintendo World, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, Celestial Park, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, and Dark Universe.
Several U.S. sites have made National Geographic's list of top 20 travel experiences around the globe.
To name a few, Route 66 in New Mexico and West Virginia's New River placed on the Best of the World 2024. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I don't know if you've been following this, this LNG pause. You know, brought to you by the Biden administration, announced, typically on a time when, people were not really paying attention. And, of course, when you talk LNG exports, people really don't understand, what the impact is and what this is all about. But certainly, it is a climate issue. That's the argument, right? And the climate activists are all excited because the Biden administration is doing their bidding, which is amazing because is this based on fact or just opinion? Well, the tax policy director for ATR, Americans for Tax Reform, is with us right now, Mike Pallotson. Maybe he can help us understand. Mike, welcome. As always, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great to be back. Doing well.
Okay, so here, all based on a theory, again, this whole climate activism and climate uproar remains a theory, but they insist it's some sort of fact, which, when we talk about science, it should be, if it is a fact, that there is a law that's determining this. But in the absence of a law, whether it's Barack Obama or others, insist that it is a fact. But I'm not convinced.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what we have here is a nakedly political decision being made by the Biden administration, trying to appease their left-wing flank and the climate activists. The Biden Department of Energy and the White House made this decision consulting such noted experts, such as a 25-year-old TikTok influencer who is working with Greenpeace. Mm. This is entirely activist-driven, nothing science-based. It's a very simple case. It's when you're looking at the climate impact of an individual project like a natural gas facility, the answer is always going to be that one project has a negligible impact. Mm-hmm. On the climate. They know this. This is an excuse to try and kill natural gas as a whole in the long run to appease the left wing of their party.
Yeah, this is amazing. Like you said, a 25-year-old TikToker who has captured the imagination, which I guess is easily captured these days, of the left, and particularly when it's election season. So here we are. We go through all this craziness, but this has ramifications, Mike. This isn't just, hey, we're calling a timeout and, a couple of people in Nebraska are going to be affected by this. I mean, it's not only America, but the world and all the allies that we said, hey, don't worry about LNG. We're here. We're going to be there to help you out. What does that do in terms of our relationships overseas?
Yeah, that's right. It completely undercuts our credibility with our trading partners and our allies, who, like you said, they depend on American natural gas to fuel their economy and for the consumers in their country. And we know we've seen this, and I think we would hope that even left would understand this, that when they're not getting their natural gas from the United States, they're getting it from our adversaries, like places like Russia. We've seen the drama that causes international conflict.
Exactly. Because, what seems so amazing to me is that these activists are given such place against something that is so critical to everybody, and that's energy. That's what makes the world go round. So, you know, it's the left has so captured, you know, the ruling elites that it has them suspending any kind of common sense.
And that's exactly right. And you have with the Biden administration, they're so uniquely concerned with the turnout of younger voters on this election because the president polls very poorly with them. So they have to give renewed attention to the climate activists, which obviously tends to be younger. Mm-hmm. So again, this is just nakedly political to appease them. It's about the election. They delayed the decision, on these projects for natural gas until right after the election.
Right.
So in the meantime, it's American consumers, it's our allies abroad who are going to suffer, and it's American credibility that's going to be undermined. Also, that Biden can try and have higher turnout with younger voters and appease the segment of the population that is easily influenced by climate activists on TikTok.
Yeah, the thing is that's so frustrating at times is you can't have a rational conversation with these kids. Because they've been so indoctrinated and they're so ideologically fixed that driven in a lot of ways by emotion. Because when you try to have a conversation with them, Mike, I've tried to help me understand your point of view. The depth of their knowledge is about the depth of a bumper sticker or an 8-second soundbite.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the irony, too, is it hurts the own goals of the things they tend to care about. When you're killing things like pipeline, that means that the oil, the natural gas, that's getting moved by things like barge, by train, which are, of course, worse for the environment, which burn more carbon to transport than would a pipeline. So in the end, what it's really about is it's an indoctrination. It's like a religious zeal for them where they think at the end of the day, natural gas, oil is just a bad thing, and anything they can do to prevent new projects from coming online as in the long run, the fight they should be fighting, which is, of course, is anti-science.
Yes.
And there's nothing based in it other than just what they've been indoctrinated with.
Yeah, because all these things that, they're concerned about, you know, as you say, the impact, environmental impact, we've been doing this for decades. I mean, people have made adjustments. I think the energy sector has done a responsible and incredible job. Gosh, I remember, I remember as a kid growing up in Southern California, and, I grew up, on the coast. And when we would come inland into Los Angeles, we would get the smog cough. And, boy, it was just debilitating, especially, for those of us who were, playing sports, and we'd go and, have away games into the interior of Southern California and Los Angeles. I mean, we would literally have to bring an oxygen tank into the dugout for us, to breathe on in between innings. That's how bad it was. But, the push from environmentalists and the response by the energy sector was responsible. And we cleared it up. Today, it's not the problem that it was when I was growing up. So there's been some, positive adjustments that have been done that are rational because, the energy sector doesn't want to kill things any faster than necessary, and to debilitate. I give them kudos and say they have been responsible, but it's these kids who come up who have been given a limited amount of information to secure a narrative in their brain. It's almost like I find ourselves having to reinvent the wheel a little bit. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. And here's the fact is if you're American today, you are breathing the cleanest air and drinking the cleanest water in generations. Mm-hmm. And that's not the point. It's not about pollution. It's that, this is it replacing religion with climate advocacy.
Yeah. And you hit it right there. That's what this is. This is what it's all about is that, God doesn't know what he's doing. They don't even think of it that way. But essentially, that's the bottom line. God's a knucklehead. He didn't have all this figured out. And thank God for this generation and the Al Gores of the world because they know better than God, right? How arrogant.
That's right, yeah.
How arrogant. This is just unbelievable. But meanwhile, the rest of us have to suffer under their ideology. And we've got to battle this back. So at some point, Mike, an adult's got to enter the room to tell them, you know, hey, sit down. Let's make sure that we're doing this correctly, or let's have a fair and reasonable argument about this, as opposed to just running off emotions and doing more harm than good. We've got more from Mike after this. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Officially, Nepal is a secular country that allows religious freedom. But this small country, known for its huge mountains, is a hostile place for Christians. The strong history of Hinduism makes it hard for Nepali believers to openly express their faith without being ostracized for following Jesus. Despite this, people are responding to the Tide Nepali Language Gospel Radio broadcast. To tell even more people about Jesus, the Tide Ministry also broadcasts in the Taru language. Most of this tribal group practice an ethnic religion influenced by Hinduism, and less than 0.5% of them are Christian. Pray that our broadcasts inspire people to follow Jesus and provide support and encouragement for those facing persecution. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who are finding new life and hope by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
And independent, just wait, like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. ATR's tax policy director, Mike Pallas, continues with us. Mike, give us an update on this fiscal commission. Is this going to help or hurt?
Well, it's definitely going to hurt us, Bill. And so for anyone who's not aware, right now we have Mitt Romney in Congress pushing for a bipartisan fiscal commission. We've seen past examples like this come up time and time again, where essentially what happens is Democrats always betray Republicans on them, and they end up trying to come to some bipartisan compromise where, well, yeah, we'll think about cutting spending, but definitely we have to have Republican fingerprints on raising taxes.
Right.
This is what we saw with both President Reagan, who then admitted it was a mistake and then pivoted to cutting taxes the second half of his administration. And then, of course, the most famous one with George H.W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
This is his break the tax pledge. So it's, you know, they'll promise something like, oh, we'll cut spending two for one in terms of raising taxes. And then, of course, the spending cuts never happen. The tax increases always do. So we've seen Republicans get tricked time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Obama tried to push a bipartisan commission. Thankfully, Republicans were smart enough then to reject the proposals of it. But this time we have concerns because we have Republicans pushing for the creation of it, notably Mitt Romney on his way out the door. So something Republicans should definitely avoid. We don't need a commission to tell us what the problem is with our debt. It's spending. Spending is the problem. Spending is the problem. Spending is the problem.
Exactly.
Republicans should be pushing spending cuts, not looking to increase taxes.
Yeah, this is a bit like, you know, Peanuts and Lucy, you know, again, pulling the football out. Maybe that's what inspired, the author, the originator of that Peanuts, that was a meme before it was a meme, right? And applies certainly to, you know, to Republicans every time here.
I like that. Yeah, it's probably the original meme.
Yeah,
but that's exactly what this is. It's Democrats promise spending cuts if Republicans will raise taxes. And then what's going to happen is right before the election, they'll leak the supposed bipartisan plan, and they'll say Republicans want to raise the retirement age for Social Security, and they want to increase payroll taxes. You can see it coming a mile away. So we need Republicans to reject this idea. It's a terrible idea. That's why it's coming from Mitt Romney. He's a bad
exactly.
factory.
Right.
on his way out the door, who won't have to suffer any of these political consequences. So again, we just had Republicans take the House and Congress. The last thing we need to do is put Democrats on equal footing with a bipartisan commission to start proposing tax increases. No, we need to be looking at how to cut spending.
Yeah. Well, why not have a commission on, spending cuts?
That's a great idea. And that's been proposed by lawmakers. Is we just need, there's an idea to bring back, there were post-World War II entire committees that looked at how do we cut waste, fraud, and abuse in the government and focus just on spending.
Yes.
Anti-appropriations committee, that'd be a great idea. And there is legislation that's something Republicans should back. But there's no reason to focus on anything that increases taxes. I doubt there's too many Republican voters out there who think they're undertaxed right now.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, even under, the Trump administration, they discovered early on there were like 17 agencies. You talk about duplicative waste, at least 17 that were overlapping, that didn't know what the left was doing and what the right was doing and how they connected and how there could be synergy. I mean, just talk about waste. But you see, that's what happens when it's other people's money. It's not their money. And, the model, the paradigm in which it operates just promotes waste. I don't see a system that says, hey, we're going to promote efficiency out of this, right? Especially when you have, one side that is promoting, the bureaucracy, the additional and ever-increasing expansion of the bureaucracy. I mean, look where all the new jobs came in this last job report. I mean, government jobs are, they're profuse.
Right, and that's exactly right. We just saw Democrats had full control of government. They took $80 billion to the IRS to double the employees over there, to increase audits on Americans and do more leaks of sensitive taxpayer information. So we know they're not interested in cutting spending. They want to increase spending, grow the government, and increase taxes.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, the fiscal commission is something Republicans need to entirely walk away from.
And the thing is so amazing about this, Mike, even when you talk about like 1%, hey, let's just cut 1%, and what that would do, a huge difference. And they can't even get their brain around cutting 1%, which is amazing for households across the country when they're talking about, look at honey, we're sitting here at the kitchen table and we got to cut back, 15-20%. 15-20, what do we get, but the households around the country, that's what they're doing because of the cost of living. But no, not our government, we'll just keep pounding away. And, as long as we got taxpayers, we've got the ace in the hole, and our bills will be paid, right? Because God forbid that our government would ever default.
And that's right. And we have historical examples to look at. The only time government ever cuts spending is when we cut taxes. This is the starve the beast argument. It's
right.
The only way to shrink government, to rein in spending. Increasing taxes only leads to more government spending. This is exactly what happened to Western Europe. They have now their government spending is near 90% of their GDP, while their taxes are approaching 50%,
right.
Now, having only increased both over the last 50 years. We can't follow that example.
Exactly. And, Mike, like in Europe, what they did, they were buying votes, and they created this entitlement class. And here we are. I mean, we're doing nothing. We're following their lead. And, you know, this has got to come to an end. And it's, you know, it's like one of those deals, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. The reference is if you pay later is that it's much more expensive and much more painful. And it seems like this is what our country is going to have to endure. And, you know, here the people who've been working their butts off and paying the taxes, you know, are going to have to deal with some pain because of the bureaucrats who are controlling the purse strings here and are buying votes with tax money. You know, it's the misappropriation of, of public funds in order to get reelected. I mean, this is such a scam what they have perpetrated, and it's going to be costly down the road because it's going to be costly, especially for those who are counting on this. You know, and this entitlement group.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All you have to do is pay very loose attention to American politics to understand that Democrats raise taxes to spend the money to then buy votes. That
right.
is the model of the modern Democratic Party. Republicans offer economic growth from pro-growth tax cuts that shrink the size of government. This is what Republicans, their bread and butter issue. The economy is the dominant issue of the election coming up. Inflation
right.
is the top concern. Voters. You know, we should not be looking to put Republican fingerprints on any type of tax increase that allows Joe Biden to turn around and make the lie and say, well, Republicans want to end Social Security and raise taxes on you.
Right.
It's just a political disaster. It's one that, unfortunately, Reagan and Bush fell for, and Republicans have, since this time, learned their lesson to avoid.
Yes.
So this is something, the Fiscal Commission is something Republicans should absolutely take no part in. They should be putting forward spending cuts, spending cuts, spending cuts.
Yeah, who wants to follow Mitt Romney? I mean, you know, as you say, here he is. He's served his time. Let him go. I wouldn't think he would be the example of leadership, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, this is Mitt Romney on his way out the door of politics.
Mm.
He's trying to stab Trump in the back by handing him a nightmare right before the election and have to spend time saying that he's not going to cut Social Security and raise taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
A political disaster that they need to walk away from.
Yeah, I mean, that is a that's a landmine, you know, an obvious landmine there. A minute left here, Mike. Let's talk about the tax bill that passed last night.
Yeah, very quickly here, Republicans last night in the House under Speaker Johnson passed a major bipartisan tax package. That restores some of the extending Trump tax cuts. Major win for Republicans, forcing Joe Biden to sign into law the Trump tax cuts, which he only ever promised he would repeal. So a big win for Republicans here and a big win for President Trump.
Now, does this have to go to the Senate for approval, or, you know, this is just straight from the House to the White House?
Yep, so the next step will be in the Senate. We expect fairly quick consideration here sometime in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. So in the next few weeks, then Joe Biden's got a decision to make here, right?
Yeah, and I think he's going to have to swallow the Trump tax cuts here. That's how bad the Biden economy is. He's going to have to turn back to the Trump tax cuts to try to right the ship for the economy.
Mike Pallas, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
As disruption rocks the global supply chain, businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, global supply chain transformation leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be talking with Dr. Dan Biddle, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. I tell you, this is such a phenomenal movie, and I hope you hear me out on this. So, again, this is one of those movies you think that all churches around the country should embrace this and make sure every one of their constituents and their faithful followers would watch this movie. It is this significant because clearly what has happened over time, and we're warned about this in the Bible, because of the distance of when events take place, things get lost in translation. And when things are lost in translation, the significance of the initial event is marginalized, it's reduced, and some cases, like the flood, it's just flat out denied. Dan, is it Biddle or Biddle? Forgive me, okay?
No, it's Dan Biddle.
Dan Biddle, okay. And again, congratulations on this. I mean, to me, this is such a blessing. What you've done in The Ark in the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood, because of the false narratives or just even the flat-out ignorance and rejection of the flood and that it occurred.
You know, you're absolutely right. I think one of the scariest things about what you just said is that exactly what you just said is foretold in Scripture. Mm-hmm. And 2,000 years ago in 2 Peter 3, Peter said as one of his last writings, he says, look, above all things, know this, that in the last days, scoffers will come and they're going to deny two things, creation and the flood. Mm. And that's exactly what we see today, pervasive, even throughout many Christian communities, that there's a denial of creation spoken out of nothing and a world cataclysmically destroyed by a flood.
Well, very quickly, we'll get this out of the way because this is important, okay? This film is set to debut with Fathom Events. It'll be a Fathom event on March 20th and 21st of 2024. Get the buses going. Get to the theater. Figure out where it's going to play. Get your church groups. You have got to see this movie. And, of course, tickets will be available starting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, starting tomorrow. If you just go to noahsblood.com and sign up for an announcement when the tickets go live, but they will be for sale tomorrow in 832 theaters nationwide.
Wow. This is awesome. And one that you have to support, and we say this constantly about movies of faith that encourage the faithful. And Fathom Events, they're in the business and they've done a great job. They've got a great model and they will expand these theaters. And you'll want the expansion of theaters on this Fathom event for all the right reasons, because you see this, it's like when you see good news or, like the gospel message, when you get it, you can't help but tell somebody else about it, right? You get a great deal on a stock and you can't help but tell everybody about this great option on a stock that you got. So this is, that kind of reaction that you'll watch this and you'll say, oh my goodness, I should have brought a family member with me. I should have brought my friends with me. Well, I'm going to tell you beforehand, so that you don't do it, post this event, that you, beforehand condition yourself to think, okay, I need to bring friends with me, to this movie, right?
You're so right. I've been a Christian since I was 11, but I didn't really believe in a literal creation narrative until just about 10 or 12 years ago. Wow. But when I did, when I made that shift to becoming a creationist and understanding that Genesis, Earth history is just young and man walked with dinosaurs and all those truths, for me, it was like being born again.
Right.
It took that gap, that 18-inch gap between my heart and my mind, and sealed them together like a big chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah.
So now I'm able to stand firmly on the Genesis account, and my faith has no disconnect anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan, for me, when I came to that reality, I want to go back to the public school teachers and say, I want my grade back. What's this Cro-Magnon junk and all this other stuff that you taught me and you made me, try to understand, and you force-fed me on this, and what a contrast. Because, you see, what it all comes down to, as Peter wrote about, is that you have this ongoing conflict, and it's being more and more pronounced in this period of time. So this is why the timing of this movie, don't you love God the way he orchestrates this?
The movie was very much not my idea. I got a very clear commissioning, if you will, from the Lord to do this movie, and God arranged a team at the right time. So we've almost been spectators watching God put this together through our ministry and through Ralph Strin, the producer-director at Sevenfold Films. So it's been a very great cooperative effort, and we love seeing what God's done with the film. Yeah.
Yeah, how cool is this? So as this started to unfold for you, Dan, walk us through the genesis of, of the movie, The Ark in the Darkness.
It all happened about 10 years ago when I went to a talk at our church by a guy named Dave Bisbee, who's the current vice president of our ministry. And the talk was titled Man Walked with Dinosaurs. And I went to the talk as a Christian. I was saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, the whole bit. But I went to this talk going, I can't believe this lunatic is going to really believe this stuff.
Right.
I mean, we all know that Earth is millions of years old. And man, dinosaurs died 65 million years ago. I was a big skeptic. But about halfway through the talk, I realized, oh, my gosh, this guy's got something. He's talking about dinosaur soft tissues and a worldwide flood and all the post-flood legends of these dragon-like creatures that every culture's got permeated throughout all their cultures and their histories.
Mm-hmm.
So I took about 90 days to research everything this guy said. I bought thousands of dollars worth of books and DVDs, and about halfway through that experience, I converted, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's all true. Because in seminary, they taught me that if you want to believe in the Hebrew, yep, Earth has to be young. The 6 days are real days, and the Genesis genealogies and Luke 3 and Genesis 5 and 10 are all real, linked-up genealogies. So you've got to have a 6,000-year-old Earth, but if you believe in science, Earth is millions of years old, so you guys go figure it out. That was my message in seminary that the professors gave me.
Right,
but when I learned that the Genesis narrative was a true literal history, it was transformational.
Yeah, you know, like you said, the impact that it had on your faith, I mean, it takes you to a whole nother level, doesn't it?
You know, and not only does it solidify you in God's word and truth, I also felt really duped and really deceived by the world.
Exactly.
Because, you know, as a 40-year-old man at the time when I began my conversion experience, if you will, mm-hmm. I had to unlearn years worth of training from secular museums and college and high school and junior high. I was just an indoctrinated Christian. Like, mm-hmm. unfortunately, not some, but most Christians are still under that deceit of believing in evolution and millions of years, and we evolved from ape-like creatures, and God just used evolution somehow. But that's not the Bible's story. The Bible's account is very clear. God created everything perfect in 6 days. We messed it up. We brought in death through our sin, and all of creation, which was under our dominion, fell, and that's what started the degeneration of humanity and the degeneration of this world, and Christ redeems it through the cross. But even the fact that Christ put on a crown of thorns onto his head when he was being crucified is very much a clear metaphor of him redeeming
yes.
the curse in Genesis 3 with the thorns and the thistles that God cursed the earth with. Now Christ is pulling that back and bringing in eternal life for all who would believe.
Well, Dan Biddle, only a minute left. You know, the undeniable evidence of Noah's flood also has astonishing parallels between Noah's flood and the end times that are here with us in the here and now.
That's a great point. Matthew 24 said that just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the end times, the coming of the Son of Man, which very much might be upon us. So
yeah.
just look around. The world is changing.
You ignore the message of Noah's flood at your own peril, and shocking surprise when Jesus comes again, because God will judge the heavens and the earth one more time, will he not?
Absolutely, yes.
Dr. Dan Biddle, thank you so much for being with us. You got it. Thank you. Take care. God bless.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide is with us, and I'll tell you, it is such an honor to have him here in the midst of his hair on fire as we are coming down to the final days of the big Movie Guide Gala. How exciting.
It is exciting. Uh-huh. More than exciting is coming up in just a couple of days, Friday the 9th. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of stars and people coming. Strange requests. You know, Dennis Quaid said he wanted to perform his song on stage. So we'll let him do that.
Of course.
And Candace Cameron Bure is doing the ending prayer. So a lot of good people, a lot of big-name people, the director of Chicago PD. But it's a chance for us to share the gospel with them and the good news of Jesus Christ. So we have nominations and in about 5 different categories, and then we see who's going to win. But well, I can't tell you the winner now, Bill.
No,
and I keep telling you
they're all hermetically sealed. I know exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
that's what I want to be—a hermit, so I can hermetically seal it.
Now, when you do this, I mean, are you limited to like a 3-hour time limit, or you just
we go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And because when you limit somebody's speech, you don't get the best part, because sometimes the best part is right at the end. And I just wanted to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or whatever. So we edit it for the best parts and put it on GAC a month later.
Exactly. Well, how much fun? I mean, this is just exciting. And then no sooner do you get that done, then you got to get ready for next year's, right?
Yes, and then we got to go to NRB. Are you going to be at NRB?
I will see you at NRB, exactly, and looking forward to it.
Have you made an appointment to do a radio program there so I can look at you and talk to you?
Well,
No,
because we do it on the phone, and because it's a long story. You know, things have gotten complicated there.
No, just for the benefit of your audience, he doesn't want to see me. I'm a 77-year-old man.
Oh, stop that.
You don't either.
I see you in the hallways. We pass each other. We hug each other. We thank Jesus for each other. Come on.
This is getting too familiar. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the best family films. The nominations are...
and Journey to Bethlehem, which is just a wonderful musical. You know, the interesting thing is Adam Abrams, the director, who's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there.
Yeah.
said that the secular press gave it great reviews, but Christians weren't as nice. But we gave it a great review.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which I think Phil Lord and I had a long talk, is a great, where Spider-Man, instead of joining the rich and famous contract, he sacrificed all to go back and save his family, which is really tough because everybody's trying to stop him. And then Super Mario Brothers, where, you know, the Mario Brothers are trying to stop the devil, who's got people suspended above the lake of fire for Mary, the bride of Christ. And trolls band together about saving your brothers and sisters. And don't let anybody steal your talent. And Wonka, which is the best fulfilling the desire of your heart. So great movies. And I can't tell you who's going to win because I don't know.
No. Well, yeah, you're not supposed to know until you know. That's for sure. I mean, look at Journey to Bethlehem. I mean, I'm curious to hear, you know, what he said that, you know, kind of panned by some Christians. We'll doubt their commitment to Jesus, I guess, if they pan. I thought it was terrific. I thought they did a great job.
Well, I should have told him there were two Christians who liked it, me and you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. And but, I mean, you know, you think about, you know, the movies, you had Boys in the Boat. You know, I did finally get a chance to see Boys in the Boat. And, you know, it was a good, you know, well done, I thought. You know, my wife said it wasn't as good as the book, but, you know, hey, rarely is it ever as good as the book, right?
Yeah, it's one of the nominees for Best Mature, and you got to find out after February 9th, when it'll hit all the trades. But I went up to, I thought Boys in the Boat were great. My whole team thought it was great. And I went up to George Clooney, who was there. I talked to him several times. But in front of his wife, I said, you know, it's not as good as the book. And he laughed and agreed with me. But anyway, and the author was standing next to him, so he loved that comment. So you tell your wife that I put a plug in for her point of view. And then the next one is Godzilla Minus One, which is a great movie. If you, everybody who sees it says it's one of the greatest movies of all time. Imagine, it's not about Godzilla. It's about, you know, pro-life and saving people and love. It's just wonderful. And Guardians of the Galaxy, and you saw that, right?
Yes, I saw that.
About rescuing children from this crazy doctor named Fauci who's mutating them to create transhumans. That's what he's doing, and they rescue the children and rescue the animals, which is really nice. And Jesus Revolution.
I was going to say, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, because I that's just such a wonderful movie. I mean, it brings back so many memories for all of us who were there, right?
Right, and then Sound of Freedom, which is another great movie. So if you can decide which one should win out of those, you're a better man than I am.
Good luck. And you didn't even mention Golda, you know.
Well, that goes under the Faith and Freedom category.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
so we got to move.
These are all here. You know, you got On a Wing and a Prayer. I guess that's all, you know, I'm a bit confused on how this is laid out, but, you know, it's not the first time, nor will it be the last time that I'm ever.
Okay. I see you're looking at, let's see, the best Epiphany Prize movies. Now, Epiphany Prize is given to movies with strong Christian faith and values.
Okay.
So the movies that were up for that was After Death, where actually one of the people, you know, it's After Death Experiences. I can't remember what you call them, but you can remember.
Yeah, they call them near-death experience is what they call them.
Yeah, and they actually, one of them, he meets Jesus, and another one, the person goes and sees hell, so and cries out to Jesus. And then Big Jor Foreman, which is extremely Christian, and the young actor in that, who is so wonderful when he is resurrected, George Foreman, after being beaten and knocked out, and he, you know, and he says, "I saw Jesus. It's beautiful." Jesus Revolution, of course. This is Epiphany Prize, the prize for movies with strong Christian content. Journey to Bethlehem, of course, and On a Wing and a Prayer. And Dennis Quaid is coming, and Roma Downey, and everybody for On a Wing and a Prayer. And it's a true story. It's about a family who's flying to his brother's funeral, and the pilot has a heart attack. I don't know why I just laughed there. I mean, it's a true story.
Yes, exactly.
And he has to fly the plane, and he's panicked the whole time.
Yeah,
so that's the Epiphany Prize. And then there's one more category is faith and freedom.
Okay.
And the faith and freedom is Bank of Dave, which is one of the great movies of all time. It's in 250 years, there was never a new bank in England. The banks were sort of wards of the state. It was part of the state socialism system. And this guy who was running a car lot was lending people money, and they were paying him back, and the 250 jobs started, and he trusted people, and people trusted him, and so he decides to start a bank so he can help people. And he actually has to fight the parliament, everybody in England, because it's an old boys network to help, and it's a story of anti-socialism. Golda is a great movie that you have to have peace through strength, and today with what's going on
is
very important.
Yeah,
Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. The message of the movie is said at the end is that we have to keep our promises. We made promises to people in Iraq, and we didn't keep them. He goes back to rescue one of those people that were made promises to, but there are 1,000 more that are stuck there that are being killed and mutilated. Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, which I love because it's really a nice view of history, but it's also very Christian.
Yeah.
So there you go.
How exciting. We only got a couple minutes left, but, you know, if it's possible, what's your favorite part of the gala?
Are you asking me as the guy who's trying to do all this work?
Exactly.
My favorite part is that. Is afterwards when we're all, and we invite the people who come to the gala, which you've never done, to have the reception. I think we're the only group in Hollywood that does that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking to the stars, and Lauren Laughlin and others last year, you know, I said, good, God forgives you, and he forgets. So don't worry.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful chance to be with people, and head of Legendary Pictures and everything. It's just, afterwards, it's one of the best after parties in the history of Hollywood, and probably the only one that you could get into. So it's beautiful.
Well, let me promise you this, because you always say you didn't come to it. I promise you next year, because I'm going to be on you and make sure I've got the date saved. And
but I may not be around next year. I'm the one who makes this happen.
Well,
let me say, if anybody is listening and wants to find out about it, call Movie Guide. Go to movieguide.org or call us and find out about the gala. Because we'd love to have you as an ambassador of Christ. Not pitching your projects, but as an ambassador of Christ.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about. Less than a minute left here. So you've got great articles there at Movie Guide for people to check out. Movieguide.org, including our addiction to the cell phone, huh?
Yeah, it's powerful, and it's going up. Every year I do give a talk to the Hollywood. I talk about media. When we started the gala, it was kids, by the time they were 17, did 40,000 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Now they're up to 66,000 hours a week. Their cell phone time and everything.
He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, the one and only Dr. Ted Baer. And we'll be praying for Dr. Ted because we know that he's having all kinds of fun as we lead up to the big gala a week from Friday. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone?